The action plan. We've spent a great deal of time and effort getting the goals set up. You found out what you want and why you want it, clearly identifying the journey as well as the destination. Now it's time to look at the how-to. These are some simple steps to start you on your journey. Yes, this is not an exhaustive list, and you'll begin to discover other actions on your own as you proceed, but here are some places to start. 1. Take an inventory of last year. Look at the ups and downs. You'll get a much clearer picture of how to proceed this year if you can take an honest and encompassing look at where you've been. Write these down. What was your most significant accomplishment? Why were your accomplishments meaningful to you? What was the significance? What are your regrets from last year? What obstacles did you face? Which ones did you overcome? Which ones did you not overcome? What goals did you reach? Which ones did you not obtain? With what part of your life are you unhappy with right now? If setting goals are all about changing your life, then there is a part that needs improving. What is it? What was the reoccurring theme from last year? Was it the success in business? Was it a seemingly endless string of accidents? Was it beneficial? Harmful? Skip the New Year's resolutions. For one thing, you're just going to blow them off by Valentine's Day anyway. You're doing something more important and longer lasting than a mere resolution. Instead, set a New Year's goal. What's the difference? A resolution is a promise to do something indefinitely. A goal has a specific date. A goal is measurable. For example, a resolution is to quit smoking. A goal is to quit smoking by January 30th. It's measurable. You either meet this goal or you don't. Be specific, as much as you're able. 2. Make your goal quantifiable and measurable. A resolution would be something like, I will run more in the new year and take part in at least one marathon. A well-formed goal would be, I'm going to participate in the Boston Marathon this year at a specific date and place, and I will complete it in another 5 hours, quantifiable. A resolution would be, I will lose weight, while a well-informed goal would be, I will lose X pounds by this date. 3. Create breakthrough goals. In 1968, the U.S. was running behind in the space race. Apollo 8 had a breakthrough goal. It was the second human crewed space flight from the U.S., but it became the first spacecraft to break orbit, go to the moon, establish orbit, and return safely. That was a breakout goal. If your goal is related to your health, instead of losing X pounds by a specific date, make a breakout goal of being able to run that marathon. Instead of being more politically active, make a goal of running for office. But keep things realistic. Making a breakout goal of being the first couch potato to colonize Mars is likely not going to happen. But on the other hand, don't be afraid of reaching far past where you are now. The entire point of the breakout goal is to push through that envelope where you're comfortable and move into a very different life. When you write your goals, remember these necessary steps. Write them in positive words. For example, instead of saying, I will quit smoking, write, I am a non-smoker. Instead of, I will lose weight, try, I am at a healthy weight. If you keep the wording light, the goal will seem less like a chore and more like an opportunity. Write it down like it already happened. That's the power of visualization. Your conscious mind can handle abstract concepts like time and future and past, but the primitive mind, the subconscious, cannot. That can only comprehend the here and now. Writing in the present tense allows your brain to process things as if they're currently happening. Instead of saying, for example, I will get that raise, try writing, I will make X amount per year. Instead of, I will lose weight, try, I maintain a good, healthy weight. It's the subconscious where habit lives, and if you're trying to establish a new pattern like running every day or not smoking, it's the subconscious that needs to be involved. Keep it personal. Always. It was mentioned here several times that these are your goals, no one else's. And that's important. That's why it comes up again and again. You need to claim these goals, own them. Each goal starts with the letter I am, I have. Be proprietary about these goals. Make them yours in name as well as fact. Let them be yours. That's because the way you word things, especially when they're written down, is significant. When you write these goals, you're creating a contract with yourself, a promise to do or be or become. You're instructing your subconscious to kick in and join the party. Word it like you would any contract, carefully and as clearly as you can. Make a timeline. On a fresh sheet of paper, write your goal on the left side and the time of completion on the right. Today is the beginning of the timeline. Now mark the obstacles you need to face. If your goal is losing 10 pounds by the end of the month, you might have an enormous obstacle to pass if that month includes Thanksgiving or a birthday. Mark them so it doesn't come as a surprise. If your goal is getting a raise, one major obstacle is just asking for one. That can be intimidating. Add to the timeline the skills you're going to have to learn and when. Then add the support system you're going to need to have in place and when to gather them. Under the timeline, write the goal as a question. How do I achieve being a non-smoker? Under it, write down as many answers as you can think of that help achieve that goal. Try for 15 or 20 answers to the question. Answers could include nicotine patches, cold turkey, tapering off, and so on. Force yourself to come up with as many ideas as you can. Remember, you're setting yourself up to succeed. By coming up with a list of resolutions to the problem, you develop a plan. You have the entire year to work that plan, and you have fallback plans. Cold turkey didn't work? There's the backup plan, the nicotine patch.